you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started.
In today's video, we're going to be talking about my first screen-free day. So the other day, I had decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a day where I'm not on my computer and I'm not on my phone at all, except for I did have one call scheduled. And so I did take that one call. But what I want to talk to you about is how I set this up. So the first thing that I did is I looked at what are the obstacles that my brain is going to tell me tomorrow to have me actually get on my phone. And so the first one I came up is like, what if there's an emergency? So what I decided to do was I decided to think through the people, like who are the people that might have an emergency and might need me. And so then I just gave them my boyfriend's phone number so that they could reach him and he could just come get me because we were both at home. And so that worked out really well because then I didn't have to worry, like, did someone need me? Was there an emergency? I knew that if there was an emergency, they could get up with me. The second thing was I was afraid that I might miss my call because usually I have like an alarm on my phone, the calendar, I'm usually checking the time a lot. And so again, I just had my boyfriend set a timer on his phone so that he could just say, hey, you know, you have 30 minutes till your call. And then I told him to come back and get me 10 minutes before. And then I went ahead and got set up and did my call. And so I want you to think about, like, if this is something you want to do, thinking about like, what are the obstacles that your brain might present? And then how can you start to overcome them? I also want you to think about, like, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. So for me, I could have just said, you know what, I'm not going to do this because I have a call, so it doesn't count. What I said is, you know what, actually, this is going to make a really big difference, even if I do just spend that 1 hour on a call. So even if you're looking at like, you know what, I just can't do that. I have so many things to do on the screens, or like maybe people do really need you and there's no other way for them to get up with you. Like figuring out, what can you do? So it might be, okay, can I do this for 2 hours? Can I do this, but have my ringer on? So I'm not checking it, but if I get a call, then I can, you know, go answer the phone. Like different ideas like that, like just playing around with that. How could you implement pieces of it instead of it being like, either we're going to do all of it, a full whole day with nothing, or we do what we usually do is where we're always available with our phone and we're always have it available to check. So here's what was so interesting about my screen-free day. One, time seemed so much longer. Like it would feel like to me it was 3 p.m., but it would really be like 12. And so the day seemed to be so much longer. It also was so relaxing because I didn't have these things. Like I could relax. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have anything come in. I'm not going to have anything to check. I can relax. My creativity was so good. I planned out an entire class that I cannot wait to share with you. And it was so easy. It was so fun. It just flowed out of me. I did a lot of journaling. I spent time with my family. I spent a lot of time outside. I read a couple pages of a book. Like I really just checked in with me. Like, what do I want to do right now? And so what I want you to think about again is like, how can you implement maybe pieces of this, or maybe doing an entire day minus, you know, a couple things. But I want to encourage you to just start to pay attention. Like, wait, could I implement some of this? Like, could there just be a day where I don't check my phone right in the morning? And then what is that like? What is my experience like? What will the obstacles be that my brain will tell me? And if you want to share with me, which I would love to hear, you can message me on Instagram at Success by Kayla. And I would love to hear any pieces of this that you have implemented or anything that you would like to share with me about something you learned. I think it would be so interesting. And if you want to get on the waitlist for my course, How to Create Commitment, go to createcommitment.com to get on the waitlist so that you will be the first to know when the founding members opportunity is live.